important than ever before. Are you one of those right-wing morons who spent the last 5 years telling people they need guns? Well, I bet you feel like an idiot now. You said guns would protect our freedoms, and yet guns have stripped us of our freedom to burn down your store, our freedom to invade your suburb, and most sacred of all, our freedom to beat you until you stop moving. Just look at how this psycho with a 30-round magazine clip oppressed this poor angry mob of mostly peaceful trespassers. A travesty! But let's move beyond the anecdotal. The CDC found that every year, up to 3 million people are stripped of their right to commit crimes by a firearm user. Whereas only 300,000 people use a firearm to protect their right to commit crimes. Even worse, only 10,000 people get to exercise their freedom to kill using a firearm each year. Is this what the founders would have wanted? But it doesn't stop there. With police departments across the nation being defunded, we were anticipating a utopian era of unmitigated freedom. But firearm owners may compromise this new American experiment. What good is getting rid of those oppressive police if everyone has a gun to strip you of your right to rob and intimidate them? I wish I could tell you it didn't get worse, but it does. Now that the right has used their firearms to strip us of our rights to rob them, commit arson, and kill their families, they're going after our most sacred freedom of all, our freedom to be governed by angry mobs. Given that weapons like the AR-15 are used to uphold the freedom to commit murder less often than hammers or fists, it's beginning to seem as if their primary purpose is to strip away our right to intimidate strangers. High-capacity firearms exempt people from their duty to obey the mob. See, when we said you don't need a 30-round magazine, what we meant was, we need you not to have one. That is, if you want to live in a free country, a country where we're very, very, very free. And you're free to shut up and obey. Now, maybe you're sad that you missed out on that kind of freedom. But remember, it's never too late. So from now on, anytime you hear about a gun control proposal, just think about the peaceful protests of 2020 and how much safer your friends in the mob would have felt if you didn't have a gun. You wouldn't want us to be worried next time, would you? We'll never be able to visit your suburb to say hi if you have one of those big, scary guns. So vote for that gun control law. Make the gun lobby compromise. Push for that common sense restriction. We know we will. Gun control advocates, politely asking your permission now, so that we'll never have to ask your permission for anything again.
Hey folks, thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this cartoon, please like, share, subscribe, and comment below. And if you want to help us make more, please donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Also, bookmark us at freedomtunes.tv in case YouTube shuts us down. Thank you so much.